Hello, Peter.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hello, Ken.
Hi, Todd.
Three of us.
I have to leave at 12:30, unfortunately.
Okay, that's 1 hour. Hopefully, yeah. we could get through the first sort of non-architectural item quickly.
Okay.
That's the one about the sandbox.
Oh, I thought there were more items there about BioPortal 2. I saw in your agenda.
Right. That's architecture related. That's discussion on possible adjustments to our architecture and work plan in view of the sort of the BioPortal working relationship.
Now, to warn you, I may randomly drop out of this conversation and we'll have to come back on another computer. Because of Microsoft's brilliant, crappy software, I'm getting these software updates driven to my machine and I'm running out of disk space. And it doesn't seem to know it. Laugh, Peter, laugh.
Okay.
Peter?
Yes.
I just tried logging into the wiki and it doesn't let me.
What? Why? I'm logged in.
Login failed.
Logged in failed? What can I tell you? Let me try to log in myself. Well, I'm successful doing it.
Well, you're special, Peter.
No, I'm just like anybody else.
I was successful just 15 minutes ago. That's Terry.
Oh, is that Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's you. I nothing has been done to
the wiki. It's a personal problem.
I don't know, but my password doesn't work.
Well, we'll deal with it later. Yeah. Okay, we are also expecting Mike Dean, Leo Oberst, and Ravi Sharma.
I'm here. This is Mike.
Oh, Mike is here.
Morning.
I guess in view of the fact that Todd has to leave in an hour, and the fact that our first item is related to the sandbox, which probably it isn't too much of a concern with Leo, I suggest we get started. Is that okay with you, Ken and Todd?
Sure,
go ahead.
Okay, we'll let Ken sort of take this. I'll take notes.
Excuse me, Peter?
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
Are you taking notes?
Yes.
Okay. All right, welcome to the meeting of the Architecture and API Workshop for the OOR. According to the title, this is the seventh edition of this. Is that?
Yes.
Seems to. Okay, so we'll begin with the discussion of the options regarding the OOR sandbox. There was a considerable amount of email discussion about that in the last couple of days. Let's see. I don't see. I guess Tejas didn't come today. But Peter, what was your feeling about the result of that discussion?
Okay, I guess we've got very positive replies. So the gist of the issue is, we decided that we will run our sandbox with a straight BioPortal install. And we went to the NCBO folks, and they say the only way they could support a straight BioPortal install is if we install their virtual machine image as an appliance. then they supply the appliance, which isn't exactly the latest. It's, the latest is 3.2. Their appliance is 3.0. But then it's okay. But then it's available. CIM3 ran into several issues because of the incompatibility between the supplied image, which is in an OVF, Open Virtual, the Open VM format, versus our requirement, which would need it in some sort of a SAN image. There is a conversion program available from Citrix. Mike Dean has been able to run that program successfully and converted it into VMware, although not exactly not the latest version. He can still upgrade to a later version.
I'll say it in a minute, Peter, although actually it's a different program. I used the VMware equivalent of ZenConvert.
Oh, okay. Oh, you didn't use ZenConvert. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. But Mike Dean was successful. CIM3 wasn't quite wasn't able to do it without a lot of hassle. So to circumvent the hassle, we went to Ray Ferguson, who was extremely supportive, and asked Paul Alexander, who actually is the person who generates the image, to help us generate a SAN version of that image. But since then, we are still waiting for Paul's response. Presumably, he might be running into problems himself, too. And then I came up with suggest a few different alternatives. One, the immediate need is the SOCOP people, the spatial ontology people, have a presentation and demonstration to make at the Oak Ridge National Lab in about a week's time. So we only have a week left for them to prepare the presentation. Mike Dean is part of that team. Gary Burke, so is Gary Burke Cross and Nancy Wiegand and others. But these three are people who has frequented our meeting. So I suggested a few possibilities. One is to restore an older image, the pre-upgrade of the OR sandbox, whereby we still had search, we still had some of the other features. That's one possibility on a different box. That's one. Mike Dean had also suggested a couple of alternatives, which are better than mine. One is to run the demo right off his laptop. The other is for BBN, instead of CIM3, to host a VM, because they have infrastructure to run VMware virtual machines, and we only have infrastructure to run SAN virtual machines. Although, given this circumstances, I'm strongly thinking of at least making one piece of hardware available to host VMware images, but that's not something I can turn around in 2 days either. So that's for later. But so that's where we stand, and I will. We had several discussions. Also, there were also a side discussion about dropping in the logo, new logo image, and Ali Hashemi has probably pulled an all-nighter and got us the right image, which Ken has since converted to the right format around like 7 o'clock, 7-ish his time this morning. So I'll turn over to Mike to see, because most of the work will come from him if we approach it his way. Of course, if we finally decided to approach it by restoring an earlier image, then Tejas' question as to whether we could restore a May 22nd snapshot is possible. And I told him it's rather tedious, but it's possible. We can actually restore snapshot images of any day since day one, I mean, on our infrastructure, by sort of subtracting diffs on a daily basis. Okay, over to Mike. What's your disposition now?
Okay. okay, let's see. So I had reported earlier that I've been able to run the 0.2 NCBO appliance under VMware on my laptop. And last night I decided to try the 0.3 image, which is, I don't know, maybe three or four months later. I think that one is dated April, so it's not quite the latest, but it's closer. And my results were actually somewhat mixed. It was actually a little easier to kind of get the image started, but I got quite a few more exceptions working with some of the ontologies. One of the things was I tried working with the Fulf ontology, which seems to be somewhat problematic in terms of the way that they import some of the classes from WordNet and things like that. So that may contribute, you know, to part of it. I eventually actually was able to do some of the visualizations and get some of the mappings, which are one of the things that was most important to me to be able to show. So, you know, I think we can probably, you know, I think we can demonstrate on that using that image. It would certainly be helpful to get a little, you know, debugging help for some of the exceptions, you know, as we move forward with it. And I, you know, my preference is to try to run with the latest versions, you know, to keep up, and also to just because I think, you know, that'll make migration to future versions easier as well. So I haven't actually heard back from our sysadmin folks today yet in terms of getting the image up on our server. That's going to take a little doing on their part, which, you know, I can't. Hopefully, it will happen soon, but you know, I can't commit to the schedule yet. I think it would be so. One of the indications that we got from one of our sysadmins was that we had had some trouble earlier with converting an OVF image onto Xen. I think Xen wasn't kind of recognizing all the features, and it was noticeably slower than, you know, a native install running under Xen. So it would be really interesting to get another data point on that, you know, specifically with the BioPortal image, and see if it does seem, you know, significantly slower under Xen than under VMware. Although I think that can kind of be a background task. So I think that's the big thing. You know, my bias definitely is to try to, I could demo off my laptop, but then nobody who wanted to follow up, you know, would be able to try it out. So I think it would be better to actually do it on a real hosted platform.
Just out of curiosity, is your notebook a Mac or a PC?
It's a Mac. Yeah. So, although it's a fairly old Mac, so it's more or less running the VM in the browser pretty much consumes all of it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I think that I'm due for a refresh in a couple of months, and that should it should become less of a problem then.
Okay, when that's up, you shouldn't have difficulty dropping in the new logo, would you?
Right. No, if somebody can tell me where to put it, that would help. But yeah, it should be easy to drop it in. And even just the most simple customizations of the site and the organization, you know, it shows up as now as SOCOP OOR, you know, which is, you know, a reasonable label, I think, for the audience. We might make it SOCOP Interop, but yeah, that the customizations work well. That's something I hadn't actually done before.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Okay, Mike, I can certainly show you where the logo customization occurs.
Oh, that would be great. Oh. Great.
It's not very many. I think it's maybe half a dozen places.
Ah, okay.
Okay, before that, just one interruption. Is nominally, we have two places to customize. One is the logo, the other is actually the IP our statement. I don't know if that's still applicable, because originally, most of you guys probably remember the BioPorto says the IPR belongs to Stanford, and they were able to accept our suggested modification of something. I mean, Ken knows. So is that also an easy tweak, or is that sort of does that need to be hacked?
The license?
Yeah, the license.
I seem to recall it's just one file, so it shouldn't be hard to switch.
Okay.
All
right. I wasn't very sure.
It.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can give a list of where they occur.
Yeah, I don't know whether they sort of abstractized it with the I-18N process, like the logo and other things. But when you're looking, that's the other thing to look to, if you please.
It seems to be in just a couple of places.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, it's in one place.
So one thing I may do is, you know, once we get the VM running, is provide access to Ken and Tejas so they can do additional customizations if we need to, or help with debugging some of the things.
Okay. So once running, Mike will provide Ken and Tejas with access to that box. The other question is, I can add a CNAME record so that your box will look like socop.or.net.
Right, yeah.
Yes, and you will provide me with the IP, and I guess the CNAME would be socop, as we discuss on the phone.
Right, yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, it looks like there's just one license file.
Okay.
So it'll be pretty easy to switch it.
Right.
Okay, so you guys could discuss offline, try to capture that on the OR dev list on the discussion so that in the future.
Yeah, actually, is there any reason why we couldn't start a wiki page for basically customizations to the NCBO appliance for OR?
Great idea, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So why don't we use this exercise to do it? Mike, Ken, Peter will start a wiki page.
Start a wiki page and don't forget to let me have access to it.
Okay. I don't think I'm holding up on your access, but we will figure out right after this call what's happening. I'm definitely not intentionally holding access.
I know. I'm sure it's just some little accident. So.
Right. Let's find out right after this meeting.
If you're on Windows, you ought to reboot.
Okay. Concerning VMware, they just set up a VMware on a machine in my office. So, and that's publicly available, so it should be possible to install a VM image there.
Oh, okay.
The site is called ontology.ccs.nau.edu.
Could you type that into the chat for the record, please?
So, Ken, would you be interested in hosting the image there for the time being? That may be a little easier than coordinating with my folks.
Oh yeah, you're welcome to do it, and that machine isn't doing anything else.
Hmm.
It's a fairly fairly good machine, you know.
What is this again? I sort of missed the conversation.
Well, the thought is actually maybe actually just running it on running the 0.3 OVF on a VMware on Ken's machine, and that would give him and Tejas a little even easier access to it.
Oh, you guys got it working? Totally.
Mike, you got it working on your laptop, right?
Yes. Yeah, so
but
I use the VMware OVF tool to convert it.
Able to just bring it up on the VMware machine in my office.
Yeah. That may actually be a lot simpler and gives everybody a little more ready access to it. I'm sure our system admins wouldn't be disappointed. Not to have to do some of this.
I'm still not exactly clear on the disposition. Is this sort of a parallel to the one you're standing up at BBN, or this is?
Well, my thought is it's a good place for one at BBN.
Oh.
Which isn't at BBN yet. It's just on my laptop at this point.
Okay, so we take out the arranging to have NCBO VM running on one of the BBN hosted machine and arranging to have VM running on a NEU hosted machine.
That's a thought, yeah. That gives us a little better internal control and eliminate some of the scheduling factors.
I better save my notes and make sure we all understand each other.
Yeah, so Ken, would you be able to run the OVF tool and fire up the image there?
If you could explain how to do it, I would have to do it.
Okay.
We can just run that offline so it's not part of the meeting.
I can send you email with what I did.
Okay, well, that'd be great.
But I still don't understand what is it that Mike would need to tell Ken.
I got the image up so that he can convert it and get it running, and then at that point we can start to populate it.
Okay, so it isn't the fact that Ken has already got an image running. So it's that he will follow your process and get a new image going.
That's my understanding, right? You haven't run the image yet, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I have saved. Could you check the notes, please, so that we are all understanding each other correctly? The entire thing under 2x18. 2x18.
Okay. And a question for Mike.
Yeah. So it's actually probably reversed. So once running, Ken will provide the rest of us access.
Right. I'll provide the access. So it's Ken will provide access.
Oh, okay.
Tejas already has access. He set it up.
Oh, okay.
So now the question I had for you was, when you say exceptions,
yeah,
how do they, what do you see when an exception occurs?
I'm trying to remember exactly what it says. It says something like an internal error occurred and was reported. I'm not sure who or where it was reported to.
It just shows up on your screen?
Yes.
Internal error, okay.
Yeah.
My experience with BioPortal is that it generates a lot of exceptions. If you go
Ken,
to
do they log them?
And they're all logged.
Where's the log file hiding?
I have to find that. There is a log file I've looked at, and it just fills up with exceptions very quickly. But most of them, I mean, usually they don't show up on the screen. I mean, they're just happening in the background, and I presume you can just ignore them.
Now, these are actually reported at the user layer that something went wrong.
Yeah, that's more serious.
Yeah.
Again, if the software is throwing exceptions, something's wrong, whether they're in the background or not.
I know, but, I mean, what are you supposed to do? It's not our code.
I know.
I mean, tracking it down and debugging it is going to be would not be easy for us to do.
Yeah.
I realize that. Maybe somehow we should have to start making noises to BioPortal gang that they have to work on some of those details. Oh, speaking of which...
I think giving
Peter.
Some examples and also probably having an appliance running that they can log into and we can say, pick this and get this, should help them a lot as well.
Peter.
Yes.
I think I had sent you a query after last week's meeting. Who do I contact over there to get their source code, or is there a URL floating around somewhere that I've forgotten about? I wanted to do a reverse engineering of their current, whatever they're using for their current build.
I guess this was not last week, but a while back, right? You did ask this question a while back.
No, recently. I mean, I thought it was last week after our discussion with Ray.
After Ray, then I didn't get your message. Okay,
no.
but not to. I guess the best person to ask is Ray.
Okay,
but
we'll
do that. I doubt if you can get a very satisfactory answer. They are in a lot of flux. But then they are public. They have a public code repository.
Yeah, I thought I'd gotten it from some public repository a couple of years ago when I did the first reverse engineering of it.
Right. You could go on list and ask Ray. Ray is on the list, on the OR forum list. And OR dev list. You can go on record and ask him, or easier, just tell him you've been getting it from this place and whether it's still the same place. Or maybe you can just go in there. Yeah, go in there and see if it's the same place.
Yeah, I was hoping if I gave them the UML model, did a lot of the work for them, they might make use of it.
I doubt they if they make. they probably made use of your slides, like the comparison, the feature comparisons, and so on. But I don't know about the UML model.
Well, I did ask him about whether they're going to try and move to a model-driven environment, and he didn't think so. But
no.
Okay.
All right. In this case, if it's hosted at NEU. Do we still want to call that socop.or.net or what do we call it?
What do you want to call it? Do you have a preference, Mike?
I think that's at least a reasonable C name for it.
Okay.
So why don't we go with that for now if that's okay with Ken?
Yeah,
hey,
whatever
Ken, you don't like N-E-O-O-R?
A-E-S-N.
N. N is in Norma.
Oh, bing bang.
Well, Northeastern O-O-R, that's all.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that.
Okay, then SoCop is it.
That sounds good to me.
All right.
I mean, I any domain name that you use would have to have ccs.neu.edu.
Right.
Unless you have some way of forwarding to that.
Well, he can do a he can basically just put the I assume it has a static IP, right?
It has a static IP, yes.
So he can put the static IP it won't be reverse resolvable, but that should be okay.
Right. So if you give me the static, at least, I mean, it will look like a so-called .or.net.
Sure.
All right. If you refresh, I guess the notes should be clean now. And I've created the page OR and box customization. So feel free to start populating that page.
Ah, okay, good. So thank you, guys.
Well, okay, hopefully our aim is still to get this up within like 24 or 48 hours at the most.
That would be great. Yeah, that would give Gary some more time to populate it and try it out.
What is
and what's the probability of success?
I think the probability of success in terms of getting something that can be used for the demo is high. I think I doubt that everything is going to work perfectly, but I think this will give us a good base for moving forward and diagnosing any remaining problems.
Ken.
Yeah.
I ontology.ccs.neu.edu and Kiwi. But are you going to have another like or.ccs.neu.edu with a different static IP, or are you asking me to use one of these?
Use one of those two.
But when you start your new VM, does it sort of force you to give it a new IP?
No. These are assigned by the college, so I don't have any choice about that.
Okay, which one do you want me to use? Since I don't
one,
know what the Kiwi is.
So the peer, you're distinguishing between an IP for the host versus the guest?
These are the guest IPs.
Right. The host and the guest generally runs a different IP.
Yeah, the host is a different IP, right?
Oh, okay.
Right. So these would be your host, right? Well,
these are the two guests.
These are two guests. Oh, all right. So what is Kiwi?
They're just two of the guests on the VMware server that I have.
Okay.
All right. So which one has more resources left?
Well, I guess the question is, which one do we want to put the OR image on?
Exactly. Yes.
Gee, I'd have to look up what their resources are.
Okay, you tell me later.
I'll have to tell you later. I don't have it offhand.
Yeah, tell me later. Huh. All right. We're done with this item.
Okay, I think we've got a plan for that. Let's see. So the next topic is the OR architecture. We had a very nice, productive meeting last week with the BioPortal folks. And I think based on our discussion with them, I think we can start moving ahead with our plans and our architecture. Let's see. Todd.
Yes.
Where are we in the in our API right now? I believe we...
Well, that's one of the things I had an issue with, because I forgot about this meeting until yesterday when I saw Peter's note come by. I had meant to do a compilation of all the things that we've decided upon, and I started on that, but I have not finished it, so it's still kind of messy. So from some of the meetings in April and May, we actually made some decisions. believe it or not. And that's what we needed to review today, but I don't have it in a state where it's going to be very easy to read. Because the decisions are spread out across the various meeting pages, and I've forgotten to go back and, you know, just aggregate them into a coherent description.
Well,
so
one,
the last thing... Yes?
One decision we definitely made was that we wanted a single method for accessing the metadata.
Well, the single method I think we did agree on was find.
Right. And it seems like the Barrow portal is going to effectively do that, since they're going to have a Sparkle endpoint access to their triple store.
Right. So let me paste this in the chat box real fast. Here are the decisions that have been made about find. Let's see if we'll copy it. Is it on the right machine?
I think that particular matter is has been resolved.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That we did make some decisions. We haven't been spinning our wheels entirely. And then I think the next thing where we have some decisions made about what the responsibilities of gatekeeping are, that's from a 17 June meeting.
Right.
We adopted OMV. And with the proviso that we may have to extend it, that was decided during one of Michael's sessions. We're distinguishing between gatekeeping and quality control. And we have some, I can put these in the chat box too. We have a lot of criteria and responsibilities for gatekeeping. These are from the day, what meeting? Finally find it. Oh, 17 June meeting. So that's what I'm saying. These things are not cleaned up yet so that they're sufficiently coherent and easy to understand and digest. And I think that's... I could have sworn we had some other decisions. I don't remember what our last meeting was. Was it in June or was it in July?
June 19, I think.
Well, the last stuff I just put in the chat box was from 17 June.
June 17. Right.
Okay.
So if you look below total number 2 WR7, I listed all the relevant events.
Yeah.
For it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then, of course, the last week's NCBO session.
Right. So, let's see. Oop. I'm lost in page. I'll believe you, Peter. Am I in the right? Yeah. So I think the gatekeeper was, we've decided on most of the stuff for gatekeeper. Did we identify the particular methods in gatekeeper, Ken?
Okay. No, I don't think we've actually come to any decision about that.
Oh, that's a good time.
The problem is that I have a we have this workflow engine called Keeper. And a student was working on it at the time, but he graduated it, so I didn't have any replacement for him. I now have another student who's working on it, but he's only just gotten started.
And he's starting fresh, or is he continuing that work?
He's continuing.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Now, in the original, in the BioPortal interface, they have notification and subscriptions. And they also have registration methods.
Notification of what? Is it notification subscription? Is that it?
Yeah, they have ways of sending mail. So one can basically subscribe to a to be notified about events.
Okay.
So it's basically events about an ontology. So when
right.
an event occurs about an ontology, you'll be notified.
Particular ontologies or classes of ontologies or?
The method is list of subscriptions for ontology ID. So I guess each subscription is for a particular user and a particular ontology ID. So there's a collection of methods associated with these subscriptions.
There's a collection of methods with the subscription?
Yeah, they have create subscription, update, remove, find, list, send notification.
So the subscription sends notices about events related to the ontology?
Yeah, that's what's
particular,
going on.
Particular, yeah, okay.
Now, so the question is, do we want to follow that API, or do we have some, is there some other way that we could organize this?
Well, let's go back. Before you get to any of these things about subscription and notification, the gatekeeper is doing the registration, or is there a separate registrar? If I thought I remember from your diagrams that you had that capability separated from gatekeeping.
Registration is separate from gatekeeping, but the gatekeeper,
okay.
of course, is in front of it. So you go
what
through
means front
the gatekeeper
of it?
In order to get to the registration.
Okay. Well, let's go back then. What does the registration component do, or registrar, whichever you'd like to call it?
Well, this would be basically, you know, create an ontology, update an ontology, delete an ontology.
That's what the registrar does?
Well, that's the question.
Oh, okay. Well, when you say create an ontology, I'm thinking of someone sitting there editing. I confuse things. I'm sorry. You mean actually create it in the repository, right?
I believe this is really creating the metadata for the ontology. So these are just concerned with creating the you know,
okay.
kind of the slot for this ontology. So you're saying, well, I'm now going to be doing a new ontology. Okay, here's its name. This is my name, you know, and everything else about it. Everything except
right.
the ontology itself.
Okay. But it's maintaining the process for creating the entry in the OOR of the ontology. And to do so, you have to make sure that all the appropriate metadata fields are conformed to, right? Or something like that.
Right. That's what it is. And presumably now that would be handled by OMV.
Well, no, that's just the representation. But then you have to have all the stuff that actually takes care of the interface between the person and OMV, right? Or is it a stupid thing doing?
Right. It's just the ontology entry would be in the OMV ontology. So this is...
Hold on. I'm dealing with this lack of disk space because Microsoft crap. No. It started doing funky things. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Ontology development is separate.
Right. Okay.
So there's kind of the registration saying, okay, here's an ontology and here's all the metadata associated with it. And then there's manipulating the ontology, which is separate from the metadata associated with the ontology. Does that make sense?
Yes. I just typed in what I think I heard about the responsibilities of the registrar in the chat box.
Okay.
And I'd be real careful about using just a single word like create. It's not sufficiently descriptive. Oh, Peter.
Yeah?
I see your hands up.
Yes. I was saying that one of the things I actually meant to discuss even before delving into the depth of the architecture and API is to say what has changed since the last week's what should be changing in our approach in architecture or API after the new sort of collaborative exercise.
Yeah.
Arrangement.
That's what I thought you were going to do.
Finish this up, and maybe we can get back to it, or maybe
well,
we could
well,
sort
if,
of
if,
throw
if
that
this,
in.
If this is going to be a, I'm sorry, if this is going to be a moot, maybe we should go to your discussion first.
Actually, I think the meeting last week shouldn't affect us too much because we're going to have this gatekeeper front end kind of sitting between the GUI and the registrar and other core services. So we could in principle have our own API for that.
I would say yes and no in that I don't think we know enough. The discussion wasn't long enough or wasn't well prepared enough for us to poke them with the right questions. I think we could regroup and sort of make some assumptions and then pull Ray Ferguson into the meeting again. As far as my understanding of Ray is, they recognize a lot of the things that we say wasn't working well, we have to enhance on BioPortal. And he has already taken it on himself to make those changes and serious changes as well. For example, we wanted to replace all the flash things, and they have decided that they will be replacing all the flash things. So at that level, they will be doing exactly some of the stuff we are planning to do. But I agree with you that some of the architecture things that we're talking about isn't even at that level. So maybe we could either this session or even make up another session to really ask, I mean, what are the pieces that are pertinent, and then maybe get Ray involved in that meeting so that he can give direct answers. These are things that they are doing that we don't need to do anymore. These are things that they don't plan to do, then they would love for us to do it, and we can contribute back and so on.
So my understanding from what he said was that we could have a gatekeeping tab.
Yeah, that's generic. If we use the protege analogy, protege is a great platform for open contribution. They had a plug-in architecture. Now BioPortal has a tab architecture whereby they are starting to define how one could write up a tab and then add or remove tabs. I mean, if there are extra tabs that you don't need in your special application of the instance of BioPortal, you can sort of omit certain tabs, and you can add your own tab that way. So his suggestion is architecturally we add or subtract from the feature set with tabs.
Right.
Well, that's just... that sort of is just part of the picture, Peter. I mean, the underlying...
Yeah, it has nothing to do with our decision on whether or not we do gatekeeper or how, whatever we define gatekeeper as, of course. And I guess gatekeeper is even sort of below the surface, unlike attack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to me that we certainly could use a tab mechanism for this, and at least as a first, the first try for it.
Right.
But that would integrate very well.
Yeah, on this slide, there's a link that I believe that goes to Paul Alexander's site defining what a tab is, and I guess as a sort of prep exercise, one of us might want to read through that.
What's the URL for this
team? Go back onto Ray Ferguson's slides.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we basically... The idea would be that we would have this gatekeeper tab, and then we would remove tabs that would do registration directly.
Well, hold on, Ken. Peter, when you talk about tabs, I'm thinking of the UI. Does that mean something more when they talk about tabs? Are they talking about
it means something more. It's sort of a whole functionality that you can add to their core.
Ah, okay.
So I mean, think sort of Protégé plug-ins. So the analogy of a Protégé plug-in would be a file portal tab. That's my understanding. I mean, others who were at the call, I mean, I love for your, I mean, please chime in. Not being a developer myself. Yeah.
I haven't looked at how they've restructured Protégé other than to notice I think they've lost all the frame crap.
No, they're going to totally lose the Protégé back end and replace it with the triple store.
Oh, that part I know, but there was other things floating around in there that was left over from, say, the original development when they were based on frames, you know, facets and all that nonsense. Who am I offending?
Right.
Yeah. I think they've finally gotten rid of that part. That's the only part I've noticed that I haven't gone in and looked at the code and the way it's organized in the architecture. Again, this is one of the reasons to try and do the reverse engineering of BioPortal to see where they are and hopefully influence them if we can. Excuse me just a moment.
It's going to be very, I mean, the whole thing is in flux, I mean, within these few weeks. Within these few months. I mean, they are doing a lot of revamping.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
that's,
right.
That's
but, I mean,
why if you try to reverse any snapshot, I mean, it's probably not a wise move. Rather, I mean, grabbing Ray Ferguson and have him tell us what is coming up is probably more advisable.
Effective. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
What I'm saying is that we don't really have to do that because they're offering us a way of adding this functionality, and so we should just focus on what that functionality should be.
Well, hold on, Ken. That assumes that they have a good understanding of what we have in mind, and I don't think we've spent the time with Ray specifically to impart those expectations or grandiose visions to them other than what we talked about last week.
Explained it pretty well in our slides.
Well, there was just the one slide that I remember that you had put in there that showed the breakout of the various components.
Right.
And I don't know that, I don't think we spent or you spent much time explaining what each of those components were doing, other than just, you know, in terms of the terminology that we used, that was used in the diagram. If that was sufficiently self-explanatory, I don't know. So perhaps Peter suggests...
It would be difficult to do that, Todd, because we don't actually know what that functionality is. We're still...
Minor detail. Come on. You have to live down here closer to D.C. We can spin anything, you know. We have some notes. In particular, you've already implemented some things. So, I mean, maybe we can talk about this with Ray, as Peter suggested, and then come to some mutual understanding, even if we don't have all the details yet.
Right. We definitely want that exercise so that we are not sort of replicating each other. We might as well do, wasting each. I think a better bet is we sort of go out the task. I mean, some of them they'll do things that they definitely won't do, will do, and make sure the codes could sort of go back and forth between the two instances. I think that would be the best bet. Because, for those who didn't realize, they got another, 18.1 million dollar funding. Now it's right. $37 million, funding BioPortal development versus zero for OOR, close to zero. So
we definitely want to leech off of them.
Absolutely.
And help them, ourselves simultaneously.
Yes.
So, given that, I guess we should go follow your recommendation, Peter, and see if we can get Ray on a meeting next week or the following week, if there's room in the schedule.
Yes, if we maybe do some preparation work as to at least these are our assumptions, these are things we'll do, these are the things we're thinking that you will be doing, and then just make them. Meeting more effective.
I don't know if we have enough information to go that level of detail, describing who's going to do what and when. I think we need to come to some understanding of where we think we want to go.
That is already told them. I guess it's the next level of detail that is in question now.
Right. So how are they going to partition their stuff? Is their partition going to look similar to what we've already suggested, even though we don't have all the details? And if it's not going to be the same, where is it going to vary? Is that any of those variations going to interfere with some of the core assumptions we have, i.e. the language independence part?
I think that's still too high level. One needs to go lower level. Maybe we almost need to ask, now that you have the triple store, do you already have the API to the triple store? And things like that.
No, I would be concerned that we're making all these low-level details and we don't know where all the stuff is going to, end up going once you put it all together. I guess we could do it that way.
Well, they were a little they said a little more about their triple store. They said it's probably going to be four store.
Okay.
Okay, but for instance, Peter, if they're going to do a triple store, how is Michael's Gruninger's work going to fit in there? Are they going to be able to support different storage mechanisms?
Almost invariably they will. Even with the original Protégé back end, Michael would have had to do his own back end anyway. Now I think it makes it cleaner. And then because the front end's access to the back end will be very clean. So Michael could sort of just latch on that. I think.
Well, so do they have a specification for that interface?
Exactly. That's one of the questions we need to ask, I think.
So whether they're using a triple store or pen and ink or a bunch of monks there, what's the interface between that? That's the sort of detail we need to know. I would agree
Okay. Absolutely.
So maybe we should just start this discussion with not a lot of ground rules and or expectations and see what happens. At least that should clarify how future discussions should evolve. No?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you want today's meeting to be 1 hour or 1.5 hours?
Today, I can't stay longer today.
Okay.
Would other people be willing to stay? And would we get any work done?
Okay. I'm willing to stay today. I wanted to let you know I can't make it on next Tuesday. I have an all-day workshop at IBM, Elmerton, that day. So.
It sounds like, though, what we need to do at this point is to involve the BioPortal people before we continue.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Specifically Ray Ferguson, right? because I guess he's acting as their chief architect also.
He's the point person. I mean, whether or not he's the chief architect, he's definitely the point person. So and he did sign up onto all our lists and did say that he can't make all the meetings, but if particular meetings we wanted him in, we should feel free to let him know and see if he'll try to make it.
Well, should then we, since this is a sort of a last minute decision, should we try and ask him if he can join us on 4 October?
That sounds good. Yeah.
Give him 2 weeks?
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So, shall I go ahead and contact him then?
I like that idea. Quick agreement. Okay, I have to go. Hey, Mike, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Mike, could you look at an email I sent you on 16 September? It got shipped out Eastern time about 5:16 p.m.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, gang.
Sorry about that.
That's
okay. So we invite Ray to join us on a sort of architectural review?
Review and discussion. You know, how do we want to move forward on this? We don't want to waste each other's time. We want to benefit from each other's work to the extent possible.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Peter.
Okay, and I think in such a meeting we shouldn't have prepared presentations.
Up to a point.
I think we should be prepared. I mean, we
should
definitely be prepared, even if it's a wiki page, or wiki page probably would be good, then, so that the items are clearly defined so that both sides know. I mean, he can have access to the wiki page too, and he can add some items, and we could go down the enumerated list of things to talk about.
Basically an agenda.
Yes.
At least.
Agenda.
I will finish my homework that I failed to do today in terms of cleaning up all of the decisions we've made so far, and I'll see if I can update some of the UML diagrams so that they're sufficiently succinct, and we can use those, if you like, as talking points or as initial parts of the discussion to initiate the discussions.
Good. If Todd could do that, and if maybe Ken, you could isolate the lower-level details that we need answers on.
Hey, I need Ken to review the stuff to make sure I'm not making my claims too wild or inaccurate. But
so maybe we will just sort of broadly say Ken and Todd will prepare our talking points and items to discuss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think that would be a good way to go forward because, you know, like I say, if you just have prepared presentations, then it basically becomes a presentation with questions and answers and not really a discussion.
So no prepared presentations.
Well, maybe minor, because we probably have to show the work that we've done so far, but hopefully we can keep that to like 4 or 5 slides or less.
I think that was our 9-13 slides. I mean, we can always refer back to that.
We've done that already. I think we should go forward.
I think we've done that,
lower
level.
With an agenda, wiki page with issues that we prepare.
Okay.
Yeah, and, so I'll try to get that meeting page set up as early as I can, maybe even sometime today, so that if anything you could add to that page or you can sort of launch from that page to other existing, let's say, OOR or architecture or OOR API or whatever other page you want to bounce off. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Gotta go.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, Peter, so we got two main wiki pages to set up. I hope you can manage that. One of them is for the customization, and the other one is...
I've already started the customization page, so whoever starts on that. The other is the meeting page, which is like the regular page.
Okay. And any other comments from Terry? Do you have anything to add?
Terry?
No, not really. I'm a little concerned about the general framework for the data architecture itself, which is, I'm just looking at the old repository, and I'm not sure where I would even slot in there, but that's something I'd like to look at, is the metadata structure that you guys are talking about putting in through the triple store.
What was your concern?
What metadata are we capturing about ontologies?
That's given by the OMV.
Pardon me?
We're using OMV as the basis for that.
Yeah, that,
right.
That would be Michael Gruninger's workshop.
Pardon me?
Yeah, Michael Gruninger is running a series of workshops just to address metadata.
Oh, okay. Well, then I probably should try and figure out where that stuff is then.
Yeah, Ken and Todd is running the series of architecture and API workshops, and Gruninger is running a series of metadata workshops.
I don't understand how you separate the two. But, you know, I just don't understand all of it yet. But anyway, short answer to your question is no, I don't have any questions.
Oh.
Okay, great. And
okay.
Mike?
Yes.
Do you want to be involved in this meeting next in 2 weeks?
Yes, that would be. I definitely have to participate.
No, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like we're all set for today.
Okay.
Unless Peter, you have anything else to say?
My next question is: Do we have a meeting next week, or do we skip next week?
Do you have? Well, okay. The when is this,
I can
SOCOP
I cannot join,
meeting?
But I can set up the infrastructure.
Yeah, the SOCOP meeting.
Mike, when is this SOCOP meeting you mentioned?
The SOCOP meeting is Wednesday through Friday, but I expect some folks will probably
be traveling
Tuesday. So I would be
including you.
I haven't made my flights yet, but maybe yes.
Ravi, I just joined.
Oh.
Hi, Ravi.
Thanks.
It sounds like that we should not have a meeting because there's going to be this SOCOP meeting that's going to be keeping some people busy anyway.
Yeah, that sounds right to me as well.
All right. So we'll
have a meeting in 2 weeks, yeah. And we already have decided basically what the agenda is, and we're going to be filling that in. Robbie, you have a comment?
No, I just joined. I'm catching up. Catching up. I am not logged in on the web pages. So if you're showing something I don't have, I'm just able to join the telecom.
Oh, well, we're just talking about the activities and, you know, when the next meeting will be. And it sounds like we're going to have the next meeting in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks?
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and then, Ravi, I don't know if you got the time zone wrong. Our meetings started like...
Yes. No, I was aware, but I was in another meeting, so I just finished and came.
Right.
Rushing.
Right.
You're probably wrapping up.
Yeah, we're wrapping up, actually. Yeah. I mean, nominally, we might have ended in 10 minutes ago.
No problem. Okay. I'm listening, that's all.
Okay.
At least they have opened up some possibilities of internet access for us at work, so I was exploring that.
Okay, so so it looks like we can adjourn, and Mike will be in touch. Mike will be in touch. Okay.
Yeah. I'm actually populating the customization page as we speak, so that'll part of the main thing to send you. So.
Okay, great, thanks.
Some
all right, there we go.
SOCOP, S-O-C-O-P.
Yeah.
And that was in relation to their meeting, or?
Yeah, the SOCOP people are running a among other things, running an OR presentation and demo at the Oak Ridge National Lab in about a week's time.
Oh, okay.
So we will spend a bit of time discussing how we can help get things prepared of this, all the confusion.
Thank you. Thanks, Peter.
Okay,
sign off now.
So we can sign off. Thanks to everybody for coming.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.